Thank you, Dr. Redding, for setting the stage and the foundation for our next speaker, who is Annette Pope. I'm going to introduce Annette, who is the Associate Director of the Georgia Health Policy Center. Annette joined the Georgia Health Policy Center in December 2008. She coordinates GHPC's proposal development and strategic planning processes. She is responsible for managing administrative and human resource functions, including staff development and training. She also coordinates efforts to brand and market the center to increase new opportunities. Annette has an extensive background in program planning and development, management, fund development, and public relations. Prior to joining GHPC, she served as Chief Executive Officer of Campfire USA, Georgia Council, and Chief Operating Officer of Cool Girls, Inc. Annette has more than 17 years of experience in youth development, housing, homelessness, and healthcare. Prior to relocating to the Atlanta area in 1998, Annette worked for a regional planning organization in Washington, D.C., where she served as program manager for a $4 million housing demonstration grant. Annette earned a Bachelor of Science degree in Political Science from Miami University of Ohio and a Master's of Public Administration from the University of the District of Columbia in Washington, D.C. So Annette is going to be talking about emerging public policy initiatives and community care coordination. Thank you. Why don't you come on up?
Hi, thank you, Brenda. I know that it is after lunch, and we've got this wonderful so everyone please just stand up and just take a big stretch. Stretch up. I promise that I will not be very long.
I think we're fine.
Okay.
Again, I'm Annette Pope. I'm with the Georgia Health Policy Center at Georgia State University, and I am so very pleased to be here with my colleague to talk about the Pathways Community Hub Model Care Coordination. So first, I want to just call your attention to the presenter disclosure slide, and just to say that I have no relationships to disclose at this time. Today, I'm going to really focus my remarks on the Pathways Community Hub certification demonstration project. And I'll give you a little bit, I'll give you an overview of the demonstration project, talk about our governing structure and partners, a quick overview of the development of the actual certification process, lessons learned, and policy implications. As we began our work, there we all had a strong commitment, trust, and belief in the Pathways Community Hub model. And it was really based on the model's risk reduction strategy, the model as a formal and systematic measure of care coordination, and the broad-reaching potential public policy implications. The Pathways Community Hub, the demonstration project, it is a three-year demonstration project funded by the Kresge Foundation. In completing the application process, we have a group of four core partners. And so as I'm talking about we, I'm talking about our core partners. And those four partners are the Georgia Health Policy Center, the Rockville Institute, Communities Joined in Action, and CHAP, the Community Health Access Project. The overall goals of the pilot demonstration, of course, was to develop and pilot a national certification program. certify a total of 9 sites, 3 sites each year, develop a sustainability model and plan, and to evaluate and publish the work. And as we embarked on this, I just thought, yeah, you know, we can do this. So as we'll go a little bit through, I'll talk a little bit further more. This was definitely, took a lot of hard work and dedication among quite a few people. So as we began to talk about, planning this project, what does this mean? It was very critical that our first step was really to focus on, so how are we going to work together? I mean, we've got four different organizations, each with their own mission and goals, but all focused on this core belief in the Pathways Community Hub model. So what we developed was our core operations team. This team is the 4 partners. We meet basically bi-monthly, and we're charged with the day-to-day operations of the project, ensuring that the goals and the objectives are met. In addition, as we were looking at this, there was a strong determination that we needed to make sure that we had the right people at the table. And so we went about the business of establishing a national guidance council. And this guidance council is made up of a diverse group of experts from all across the United States. We have representation from hospital systems, managed care organizations, academia, policy, focus. We have some of the hubs that are also involved, and we also have representation from state and federal government. And as we were looking at establishing our guidance council, it was very clear to us that in order to make this work, we had to bring together partners, because we didn't have all the answers, and we never pretended to have all the answers. And so our approach to our work is very deliberate and strategic, in that we are very much team-oriented and collaborative in nature. And this approach has really served us well in building this initiative. So a little bit about the development of the certification process. The first thing was the Rockville Institute took the lead in basically doing an environmental scan of care coordination certification initiatives, and there were none. And so that really drove home the importance of our guidance council. In addition, as Sarah has mentioned, the Pathways Community Hub model is huge. I mean, it's really big. There are many moving parts and components. So it was very instrumental that we, looked at and addressed conflict of interest, perceived conflict of interest, and to put together a process on how we would address that. In addition, sustainability planning was critical, because not only, so this particular initiative is 3 years, so we had to look at developing a sustainability model that will carry us forward, and then also the standardized pathways. And as Sarah mentioned, when we first started this process, there were a lot of pathways. And so we really had to look at those pathways and narrow it down. And so what we have now are the 20 standardized pathways. In addition, we had to look at and had to develop certification tools. And, you know, this, our site selection process, coming up with a process for continuous feedback loops and evaluating our work. The one thing that I want to just call your attention to, oftentimes, is, you know, I look at this and I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, it's pretty straightforward, you could do this, but I will tell you that each and every one of these steps really did take quite a bit of time. And as we were going through these processes, you know, I think we were you know, very ambitious, and that we would be able to get all of these pieces in place in a relatively short period of time. But that's where the feedback loops came in. So it took us many iterations of the prerequisites and standards, and what Sarah showed you in the slide. I want to say when we first started, we maybe had, I think it was close to 48, about 48 standards. And working with our guidance council, our pilot sites, you know, the feedback that we got is like, look, you've got to scale this back. And not only do we need to scale it back, but also through the process, we had to also take a step to the side and work with our pilot sites to come up with, number one, descriptive documents. So it wasn't just, okay, you know, it wasn't just a matter of we had these standard, you know, these standards, but it was, so what's the rationale behind the standard? Why is this important? And what type of documents are needed to meet that particular standard? And so I will tell you that our standards and prerequisites is definitely a living document. The work and the investment that has gone into that has really paid off. And I will tell you, that's where it, you know, really came into our guidance council. Our guidance council is, you know, it's in some instance they pushed back. In some instances they, you know, said, okay, we need to do a little bit more work on this. And then our also our site selection process. Because the Pathways Hub is, it's almost like it's, you know, it's an entity, it's a universe in itself. So we had to ensure that our site selection process was very transparent. And so that meant putting together a RFP process to get hubs to apply, and then to go through a review and selection process. And then also, as we were building building this initiative, the evaluation was absolutely critical. And building and building that evaluation plan at the very beginning of the process. So, in 2013-2014, there were three sites that were selected. Northwest Ohio Pathways Council, located in Toledo, Ohio. The Pathways to a Healthy Bernalillo County in New Mexico, which Daryl represents. And then the Pathways Community Hub, located in Saginaw, Michigan. We currently have another six sites that are currently undergoing the review process. The one thing that I want to point out and piggyback on what Sarah had mentioned is the Pathways Hub allows for flexibility while at the same time holding true to the model being a systematic and formal way to measure outcomes. So we've got standardized pathways. We've got 20 standardized pathways. Some of our hubs may utilize 3 or 4. Other hubs may utilize more. The governing structure of our pathways hubs are also is very, very diverse. We've got one hub that is under the umbrella of a hospital council. One is situated within a university, and another within the Public Health Institute. And then also geographically, rural, urban, funding sources also vary. So we've got some that are funded through tax levy. As Sarah had mentioned, we've got quite a few that are have contracts with Medicaid, managed care, health plans, etc. And so the key point that I want to really focus on are the lessons learned. The first lesson is diverse partners are critical. It's important to have the right people at the table. And oftentimes what that means is it may not necessarily be your standard, partners. You've got to look at bringing, diverse people. You've got to bring them in. And then along with bringing them in, it's important to learn and speak the same language. And as we've gone through this process, one of our key learnings is that we didn't all speak the same language. And we didn't all have the same goals and the same objectives. And so what that meant is work needed to be done to kind of bring everyone on the same playing field. So what that meant is our hubs and our care coordinating agencies needed to learn and understand what was important to our payers. And at the same time, it was important for our payers to kind of know and understand about our hubs. And then with that information, then that really was critical to, it's like, understanding that, okay, so we do have a commonality and we can make this work. The second thing for us was to understand what's being certified. And we had many conversations about that. Oftentimes when we're looking or talking about certification, we're talking about certifying a workforce or professionals. And for this initiative, we were really focused in on certifying our Pathways Hub. And basically, and what that meant was the organization, but also kind of their network, because as one of the slides showed, we had our hub, but then we also have various care coordinating agencies. And also, I will say the feedback loops. Last week, we had someone who had come into our office, and we did a briefing with this individual. And one of the things that he talked about is, is having that continuous feedback loop. Oftentimes, when we kind of started this initiative, one of the key things that we were looking at was fidelity to the model, which is very important. But at the same time, you've got to have that feedback, because it's going to be the feedback that's going to help you improve the model. And then also, the road to certification, it is long and it is complicated. So you really have to have that commitment to hang in there through the ups and the downs and the pushback. So. And then the last slide is really focused on the policy implications. So the Pathway Community Hubs is really designed to improve health and social outcomes. It is an evidence-based, accountable care coordination that is linked to healthcare, behavioral health, and social services. And at the end of the day, we really have to, we focus in on the social determinants of health. You cannot address, prenatal care without looking at transportation, without looking at, at education, without looking at childcare. And then secondly, it improves quality across the delivery care system. The hub model, it targets at-risk populations through the use of community health workers. Of course, we improve fidelity to the model and the standards of the model while at the same time taking the ongoing and continuous feedback to improve the model. And also, it reduces duplication, and it is a proven way to basically, it ties outcomes to pay for performance. Thank you. Question? Well, I will say that it actually came about, the Georgia Health Policy Center, we had been aware of the Pathways model. Our director, Karen Minger, they're sitting. We've been involved working with Mark and Sarah Redding for quite a few years and was very familiar with the model. The original applicant for the initiative was Communities Joined in Action. And the Georgia Health Policy Center, we are the administrative home for the organization. And so through just various conversations with Kresge, they're basically wanted to fund the project, but they knew our relationship with CJA. And so based on that, they had asked the Georgia Health Policy Center to be a part of the initiative, and we were more than happy to do that.
Your council, your group, are they still in existence?
Yes.
So can you go back to slide three? So when you get in your standardized pathways, and obviously you have to walk for probably walk when you're getting started, but is there any plan at any point that there would be any other than the 20 pathways in the zero process that groups would apply regarding that, or is that down the road?
Part of that is it's a little bit down the road, but I will say that when we were going through the standardized pathways, we had received some feedback from one of our pilot sites, and I can't remember which pathway did we add. Do you remember?
So helping employees
and So we actually, as we were kind of narrowing it down, some of our sites had brought to our attention. It's like, okay, so, well, we're providing education, and we need to look at bringing on those other standardized pathways. So as a core ops and our national guidance council, we looked at it, got the feedback, and agreed that we needed to add those pathways.
That when you look at the 20, because of the nature of where you come from, you're heavy on the maternal child, then we get more chronic disease and there's also isolated symptoms being not going to be as well.
Right. And there are some of the chronic disease pathways as well. So,
And again, it goes back to data quality. If you're collecting too much data, sometimes it's very hard to train. I mean, you're looking at community or regional level. What we've done with some of the healthcare plans is bundle pathways together. So we have a hospital readmission bundle where if we achieve a certain number of pathways within a time period, and since somebody doesn't readmit, there's actually bonus payments, incentive payments for that. So there's creative ways to do that. I think what we mostly encourage communities is start with the basics, and then prove that they need something else. And so
And so we've got the mechanism to in place to add pathways as needed. And then I guess the only other thing that I want to just talk a little bit more, and then I'm going to turn it over to Brenda. As we're nearing the close of our three-year initiative, so we've done a lot of work about moving forward. So after, you know, the funding is over, what happens next? Well, the certification initiative is still going to move forward. And so with that, I'm going to turn it over to Brenda, and she's going to talk in more detail about the transition and what that means. And plus whatever else you're supposed to talk about, quality assurance. So,
with that, Brenda. Is there any role in any of this for how funders get involved in the pathways or for the HUD, if we're very clear that services, but is there a
side card for funders? There's always a role for our funders to be involved, and it's really, and it's important that we bring our funders to the table, and the folks that we currently have on our guidance council, they've been very instrumental in helping us to shape and develop this project. In addition, one of the things that Sarah had talked about was the billing codes. And that work was done by an ad hoc group that included Sarah and Mark and Linda Post with United and some of our other partners that are very involved on the managed care and the plan side of it.
Thank you very much.